Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
We are on our miracle season, and we are still believing God that He is going to do something new and radical. Amen. Are you with me? God will do something fantastic in your life. This is a very well-known story, the woman with the issue of blood. But I want us to note just one or two things that are important. But write this one down. The single greatest thing that will change your life is something you hear, not something you know. And the reason why it is so important is that most of us, many of us, some of us, choose one. We operate by what we know. That is how we take decisions. That is how we move in life, by what we know. So we take our decisions, make a move, and because you know so much. But this morning, I want to dismantle that thought. Can I do that? To dismantle that thought that is prevalent in our hearts about what we already know. Do you know it's very hard to change your mind? How many agree with me? It's very hard. You, not other people. You. I don't think I'm preaching about somebody. No, no. Why are you thinking like that? All right, now you have changed. It's difficult to. It's very hard to make somebody do what they have not planned to do. It's very, very hard. And do you know how many are suffering small? I mean, life is hard. Can I see your hand? Yeah, small. No, the miracle is coming. So you're suffering small. Can I see your hand? You're suffering small. Let me tell you something. You are suffering small because of you. Don't blame Ghana. Don't blame Atu Forsin. Don't blame President Mahama. Don't blame anybody. You are the way you are because of you. Amen. And you are the way you are because this is how you are thinking. And until your thinking changes, I am sorry to announce to you that your situation and your condition will not change. And until your mind changes, until the way you think changes, if Ghana, they start sharing money, still, you won't get some. What you get will finish in 2 weeks. Yeah. But this morning, Mark chapter 5. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. You know, this is the story of many people. It's sad. Yeah. You wait. Let's read the scripture to get the. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. You know, let me switch to the ERV. It's nicer. Verse 26. She had suffered many things. Many doctors, there are doctors here. Many doctors had tried to help her. Hey, doctor. And Daniel has come to join us this one. Many doctors had tried to help her. And all you know, all her money she had was spent, but she was not improving. In fact, her sickness was getting worse. The woman heard, I told you, what you hear will have the single greatest impact and change your life far more than what you know. You see, the two people are a bit confused because what I know is what I hear, what I hear is what I know. No, they are very different. They are very different, what you hear and what you know. We seem to equate the two in our heads. So when I say what you hear, you are unconsciously thinking, what I know is what is going to lead me to my life. And that what I know is what is after for an exam. What you know is what you help you pass. This is not an exam. This is life. Yeah. You can get first class and not do well in life. Yeah. And you can get third class. Is there third class? The third class. You can get third class and you get become a millionaire. It's not what you know. Yeah, it's what you hear. The woman heard about Jesus, so she followed him with the other people and touched his coats. She thought, if I can just touch his clothes, that will be enough to heal me. Ask your neighbor, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? As you are here, you are thinking, okay, no, I'll come. As soon as she touched his coat, her bleeding stopped. She felt that her body was healed from all the suffering. Jesus immediately felt power go out from him. So he stopped and turned around. Who touched my clothes? He asked. And the followers. Followers. Oh. May not be a follower of this type. And the followers said to Jesus, Master, there are so many people. I mean, this is Mokola or Edum or Kejetia or where? A lorry station. I mean, everybody, what do you mean? Everybody is touching you. What? Then he said, there are so many people pushing against you. But you ask, who touched me? It's an insult. But are you thinking? What are you saying? The question you are asking is not reasonable. But Jesus knew what he was saying. So he continued looking for the one who touched him. The woman, there and then, you know, sometimes you think your miracle will take time to come. It will come gradually, then maybe by the end of the year or sometime later or even soon. It will happen. But this lady, immediately, she knew that she had been healed. So she came and bowed at Jesus' feet. She was shaking with fear. And she told Jesus the whole story. Verse 34. Give me that, King James. Then he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning it takes faith. Jesus said it was her faith that had made her whole. It takes faith to get a miracle. Hallelujah. It's not need. It's not conditions or situations. And some, I have to be controversial here, but I will be. Some even think it is prayer. That when you pray hard or pray long, I don't know which one is the right word to use, hard or long. Hard and long. They think that that is what will bring a miracle. But this morning, I am here. I told you I'm here to change your mind about something, because that does not qualify you for a miracle. But what Jesus said, it is your faith that will get you a miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. The single greatest thing. I want you to remember this thing. If today you forget the whole service, I don't mind. You have forgotten last week already, so it doesn't matter. Ask your neighbor, you have forgotten last week. Yeah, you have forgotten last week. The man at the pool. Yes. The man at the pool. Yes. I remember now. Yes. Yeah. The single greatest thing that will change your mind is something that you hear and not something that you know. And I say this because most of us rely on what we know to guide us through life. And I want you to change that compass and take a new compass this morning that is no longer what I know, but what I hear. And the reason why I say that, because when you come to church, all you do is hear things. That's all you do when you come to church, is to hear things. Tell somebody, church, they will never give you money. This church, I know them. I will not give you money, but we'll give you a lot of words. Yeah, a lot of words to hear and to consider. So, 3 points. Number one, your efforts will not bring you the results you are looking for. Your efforts. Many people are trying. I feel very unhappy when they call people lazy, or they say that you are lazy, or only a few people are lazy. Only few people are lazy. Yeah. I know one or two. But very few people are lazy. Many people, they are working very hard. Yeah. But the sad thing is that your efforts, all their efforts, do not bring them the required results. It is very sad. Don't you think so? It's very sad that people are working hard. They are seriously working hard, and yet still, life is hard, and they are not making much progress in anything. We had a student when I was in school. We called him Double Man. Hey, it's not easy. Serious. But no, to be continued. And you see, let's look at verse 26. This is the paradox of work. Oh, give me the ERV. She suffered very much. She suffered very much. But in fact, she was not improving. In fact, her sickness was getting worse. Amen. Many people, you are young yet, but you find that as time passes, things don't automatically get good. They don't automatically improve. That is the mystery of this life. But rather, they get worse. People think that, oh, when I grow, I'll get money. Yeah, when I grow. Right now I'm young, so I don't have money, so it's not a problem. I'm 22, 25, 27, I'm young. Money will come. Yeah. By all means, dolly, money will come. Yeah. Yeah. Tell somebody you are dreaming. All the old people who are poor, do you think they didn't think as you are thinking right now? All the grown-ups who are walking around destitute, asking people for money, even rent is a problem. Food is a problem. School fees is a problem. Do you think they didn't have plans that when they grow, they will get money? No. The pattern, listen, the pattern is things are getting worse. There's a scripture. It says, those who ask where are the good old days, they are not wise. Because the good old days, they are gone. They are gone. They are gone. They are gone. Cry. It is not like that. Amen.
Amen.
Much of our efforts don't yield fruits. Yes. And sometimes they even bring the opposite results. It's like somebody who is working very, very hard to provide for his family. So this man is gone from morning 5 a.m. till night 11:30 p.m. He's working very, very hard, looking for money. And when he gets the money, when he gets the money, he finds that his children don't like him again. And they will say that, when we were growing up, you were not there. Yeah, they will say, when I came home from school and there was nobody, only a television in front of me, you were not there. So now, what are you coming to say? He will say, but I was working for you. He will say, so you say. But me, I didn't see anything like that. And all your working for me, it didn't bring riches for us to have comforts that we are enjoying. It brought some kinky and fish. Kinky and pork. Which is, at the point, became normal.
Yeah.
You know, few kids know what their parents have paid for them. Few kids. Very, very few. Yeah, most kids are foolish. I'm looking at this side. Yeah, most kids just say that, oh, my father didn't try, my father didn't do, my father this, my father that, my father didn't buy a car. Look at your father has a car. My father didn't buy a car. Your father has got a car for you because some students have cars. Your father got you a car. My father didn't buy himself a car. So they are having all kinds of... No. Much of our efforts... This story, Tower of Babel, Genesis 11. The people said that, let us build us a tower so that we will not be scattered over the whole world. Give me verse 4. Yes, let us build ourselves a city and a tower that reaches to the sky. Then we'll be famous. This will keep us together so that we will not be scattered over all the earth. What a good plan. No, I mean, it's a good plan. Yeah, yesterday I went for a funeral. The man was saying, my children, stay together. Don't be scattered. It's a very good plan. Yeah, tell someone it's a very good plan. Look at verse 8. And the Lord scattered them all over the world, everywhere. What they wanted, they got the exact opposites. Amen. What they were looking... Are you here? Tell your neighbor, I hope you're not like them. Oh. No. Please, hold the neighbor's dress and tell them, my neighbor, I hope you're not a barbaric person. That you are trying to not be scattered. You are trying to get money, trying to get education, trying to get a good life, trying to move forward in life. That's all you are trying. And they tried. They tried. But you see, God was not in their attempts. They were trying. This morning, I want to change your mind about trying hard on your own. Amen. About trying hard. I'm working. I leave early morning. I travel. I go. I work hard. Hard work. Hard work has been the cause of much disappointment in life. Hard work. People have, look, they think that students who failed didn't learn. It's not thank you. It's not me. It's Rosemary who said it. It's not true at all. They learned. But it's not learning. It's very complicated. Life is very complicated. Amen. Oh, I said amen. I can't hear you. Can I have a better amen?
Amen.
Yeah. It's not it's not at all like that. So number one is your efforts may not likely, not may likely, will not bring you the results you are looking for. Your efforts, your trying hard, those who try hard, is not guaranteed to give you the blessing you are looking for. It is not at all. And the woman, and unfortunately, it says she rather grew worse. She rather grew worse. And that is the mystery of life, that as you grow older, you find that the money is finishing in your hand. And your bills are increasing. Because at first you were alone. Now you have gone to marry a wife. And now you have born children. And that one room is no longer big enough. And you have to get rooms. And the children, number one, they eat. And number two, they require school fees. And then suddenly life is eating you up. No. As you grow older, things become harder. Amen. Tell your neighbor, never say, when I grow, I'll get money. No, they say, you know, you think it's not biblical? It's in the Bible, James chapter 4. Those who say, go to now, will get. He says, take your time. Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that at all. Amen. So this morning, number one, your plans. Tell me about your plans. Will likely fail. No, please face your neighbor and face him and look at him and say, your plans. The plans you made for you. And you are working hard to make them come to pass. They will likely fail. Amen. They will likely fail. Can I say something a bit controversial? A sign of little faith or lack of faith is strong human effort. Think about it. A sign of little faith or lack of faith is strong human effort. Because you are trying. Jeremiah 17 says, cursed is he that trusteth in the arm of flesh. You are trying hard. Yeah, you're trying hard. I'm learning hard. I'm sacrificing all my evenings to learn. I sit down and I learn into the night. That's my plan. You are making a strong effort to use the human effort. That's, you know, I don't think you have thought about it. That is a sign of lack of faith. Because if you believe in God and that God is on your side, that strong frantic effort will not be there. And you just take your time and learn and just calmly. Like last week I told you, you have peace. You just calmly move through life. When they come an exam, you have learned that exams, they can serve you. So don't be stressed. Rather be calm and just go through it. Yeah, you find that things happen. You will not be worried about so many things at all. You think that life is hard work. It's not like that. Amen. So, number one, your efforts. I have to walk a fine balance because I'm not trying to make you not make an effort. No. You have to make an effort. I'll also address that in the course of time. But I want you to focus not on yourself, but on God.
Amen.
Amen. Not let your mind, are you listening to me? Let your mind be that God, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Let that be our mind this morning in church. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Can I have a better amen?
Amen.
Can our minds be focused on God? Even to the point where you don't trust yourself. Even to the point where you are even like, Charlie, I don't know. Hey, let's go. What will happen will happen. But haven't you learned? No. It's not by learning. I mean, one of our friends who learns very, very hard. I mean, he learned, they stopped because he was teaching us. Yeah. In the exam, the question he was teaching us, he didn't answer it. Because he didn't see it. No. What he was teaching, he didn't answer. We answered and got some points. He got no points because he didn't see it. Somehow, he didn't turn the paper. Don't ask me how. No, it's a witch from his family, I'm sure. He didn't turn the paper. So he answered 1, 2, 3. Then the back, page 4. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, the back, he didn't turn it. Because there was a gap between page 3 and the end. So he assumed that this thing ends there. But then question 1 starts at the back. It's a 2-page thing. Amen. Number two, so tell me about it. It's not your efforts. And you see, please, don't say, I've stopped praying. Let's keep praying. Well, we have an all night this week. We have a convention coming up. Let's keep praying. But it is never your prayer that will trigger a miracle. No, it's not. Your prayer, you can pray and you find that you have prayed amiss. Or what they were saying this morning, your prayer is unacceptable. It is more disturbing. Psalm 19 is more disturbing. It's unacceptable. No, I don't like that one. I like amiss. Yeah. Number 2, verse 27 of Mark chapter 5. It said, she heard about Jesus. Amen. She heard about Jesus. That's why I'm saying that the most important thing that will change your life is what you heard, what you hear. Because this woman, Bible says, for how many years? 12 years, she had been trying to be relieved of this thing. And all those efforts in those 12 years yielded nothing. Maybe 11 years or 11 and a half years of efforts, trying, not just relaxing and accepting things as they are, trying, and she made an effort. She went to doctors and she paid, and she spent money. She even spent her savings. Some of you have money lying somewhere, hidden somewhere for emergencies. That one too was spent. Everything was gone. And she was just trying to get better, but nothing changed. Nothing improved until she heard something. Listen, the greatest thing that will change your life is something that you hear. But unfortunately, happening, but I think he's talking to you. Tell them. Unfortunately, many people dismiss what they hear. Happening, but I think this one, I think because you came, that's why he's saying what he's saying. Many people dismiss. Have you heard the saying, in one ear and out the other? Have you heard it before? How many have been talking to in a place? Mr. Van, are you okay? You're dozing. Oh, you're the best in the church. Yeah. How many of us have ever been at a place where you were talking to somebody, but your mind was somewhere else? You have been there. You were talking. Or, he was talking to you, but you're not listening. Yeah. No. Mark chapter 4 and verse 24. It says, take heed. Okay, let's go to the ERV. Think carefully about what you are hearing this morning. Think carefully about what you are hearing this morning. God will know how much to give you by what? How much you what? You hear? How much you hear? No. Understanding is a consequence of hearing and taking it to heart. Hearing. How many have heard something and you planned, I won't do it? Can I see your hand? You heard something. Somebody spoke to you and you said it in, not to him, to yourself. I won't do it. Can I see your hand? Or you didn't say, but you knew in your mind. This one there, Kai. Never. Yeah. So hearing is not the end, though. That's why Jesus says, take heed. Go back to the King James. Take heed about what you hear. It means that this morning, as I'm talking, I am suspecting that only half are hearing, are listening well. The other half are waiting for the service to end. Please ask me about, of the two of us, which one are you? Which one are you? And there are some who, and tell you about, listen, you are sitting here, you're not writing notes. What do you expect to, what do you expect to last after the service? Don't ask him, please, how much do you think your chabre, look at your chabre, look at where you are in life. Your chabre has brought you here. How much is it? It's not much. It's not much at all. Your chabre is not sharp. Amen. No, take heed what you hear. Amen. Listen, that you see, if we are able, we are talking about miracles, you know, and I've said that it's not by prayer, it's not by all those supposed factors, but miracle is by what? Believing that God will do what he will do. That is the key to a miracle. I believe, not I, you see, I hear is the opening. I hear is the opening to, give me the ERV. How much you hear and how much you understand. That is the key to, you know, how many, those of us who need a miracle this morning, it is as if miracles, we were here last week and the week before and the week before and still no miracle has happened. Because many of us, we have not operated in faith. We have not believed for a miracle. We are just complaining. We are just talking and hoping and crying and praying. But to believe a miracle will happen, I have not believed it. Faith, write this one down. Faith and unbelief can exist in the same person. Faith and unbelief can exist in the same person. So you, the same person as you are here, you believe. But at the same time, you don't believe. At the same time, you believe. So in a simple way, you believe some things and you don't believe other things. And so you are believing part and part, but you don't understand that you cannot take a person half. You either believe in a person or you don't. And when you said, oh, this guy, I believe him, except in money. No. What you are saying is, I don't believe this guy. Because money is in everything we do. This guy, I believe him, except in something. In that thing, it's like a little living at the whole piece. It is, once I don't believe in an area, this guy, I'll never give you my car key. I'll never give you my house key. I'll never give you, it means I don't trust you. That's all. It means I don't trust you. Because the person you trust will have your properties. Amen. So, this evening, listen, this morning, listen carefully. It is possible in the same person, I mean you, that there is faith and unbelief operating at the same time. It is there. And that is why, look at Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. The man whose son came to Jesus and he said, if you can, verse 22. And he said, if you can, have pity on us. If you can. And Jesus said, verse 23, Jesus said, why do you say, if I can? Number one, no, so I want us to understand this one this morning. If this is all you get, I'll be very happy. Number one, he believed enough to bring his child to Jesus. And when he wasn't there, your apostles should even try. I believe that there's a solution here for my needs. So that's why he came. Help me. But when they came, now he's saying that, you know, if you can help me. So that if changes everything. Amen? Amen. That if changes everything. It means that I'm not actually, so it's like, I came to you to try to help me, but if you can't help me, I understand. Yeah, if you can't help me, because if you can help, but if you can't, at least you tried. So he came, if I can. And then 24, and Jesus said, all things are possible. The man said, I believe. Now give me the King James. He said, I believe, help my unbelief. I believe that you can help. How many believe in miracles? How many have had miracles? Find that the hands are finished. The hands are finished. Yeah. And those miracles had 1942. Yeah. That's when the miracle came. One miracle about 20 years ago that they are holding on to. But you are alive every single day. How come you eat every 20 years, you eat once? What kind of person are you? You have a miracle so rare, so seldom. That's not how you live. No. Anything that is important in life should be regular and constant, consistent in our lives. Amen. 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 So this woman, one, she heard about Jesus and she believed and she came to him. And she said, if I just touch the hem of his clothes, I will be healed. And she came and she touched and she was healed. This morning, I want you to, you know, let me say it this way. For many of us, hello? Are you listening?
Yes.
For many of us, until a miracle happens in your life, there will be no big improvements. There will be no big improvements until something. No, I didn't say don't try. You are trying. We are trying. And I know many are trying. I know that for a fact. But what I'm saying this morning is until there is a miracle, until something that with men, it is impossible, but with God, it is possible. Something which, as you sit here and you look at it, like I need by tomorrow, I need 19,000 CDs. By tomorrow. Look at your neighbor and say, you, do you think you get it? Ask your neighbor, tomorrow, do you think you get it? I mean, let's be real. What they say, let's be practical. Let's be honest. Let's be realistic. Thank you, doctor. Let's be realistic. Let's look at the black and white of life. Look, don't be a dreamer. People, you talk by heart. You are saying all kinds of things. Let us not... Look, let us not be talking by heart. Amen. Can you get it by tomorrow? And you say, And what's the answer? What's the answer? No, please hold your neighbor's dress and tell him, my neighbor, I need 19,000 CDs by tomorrow morning. Oh, are you holding? Please hold the neighbor's dress because it's becoming desperate. Yeah, by tomorrow morning, can I get it? What did your neighbor say? I don't think so. At least not here. I don't think so. I don't think that you're going to get 19,000 CDs tomorrow. And do you know what you have just said? Oh, you of little faith. Oh, you of little faith. Because you don't know where to come from. But this woman, she hadn't touched his garment, his dress, but she said, if I touch it, she had heard about Jesus, and she said, if I touch it, I'll be made whole. You know something? She believed it. She believed it. And that is why she came through the crowd. She came, at least there were 12 men standing around Jesus. And at least there were other men. Often they say that there were thousands of men around Jesus. So for this woman to push her way, have you ever gone to stadium before to go and watch football? How many have gone to stadium to watch football? The crowd that you see there. Do you think a woman alone can easily push through that crowd? No. And men too have a way of expanding to cover the space. But she overcame every obstacle. And she pressed on. She pressed on. Somebody who for 12 years had been trying to do something that was not working and even getting worse. When she heard something, what you hear, when she heard something, she said, this is it. This is the key to my solution. And she pressed forward until she got to where she believed her help was. And she touched his garment. This morning, I want you to, this statement must be our statement. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That confession is the beginning of help. That deep down, I don't believe. Are you listening? Deep down. That's why this past week we have been talking in the Bacentes about quiet time, reading your Bible and praying. Because if you believe deep down, are you listening? If you believe, ask him about, please, do you do quiet time? Ask him about, do you do quiet time? And ask him, don't lie. We don't lie in church. It's dangerous to lie in church. God is watching you. Yeah. You will find that many of us, we believe in God. But when it comes to his instructions, we don't take it seriously. We believe, but we don't believe. Many of us, we are not serious. Amen. Oh, I said amen. We are not serious. Many of us, we are lackadaisical, half and half. Yeah. But when they ask you, you talk, you have all the right words. You talk in a very clear way that, God is powerful. You have all the right answers to give. But it's not the answers. That is why this morning, if one thing will change your mind, let it be this. that you must believe that God will do what you are asking for. Believe it. And when you believe it, you must believe in the God you are talking to. You must believe in him. And some of us who believe but coexist with unbelief, that unbelief must go. Amen. That unbelief must go. I am praying to God for miracles, because we all need miracles of different types and different levels. Sorry, big miracles and small miracles. But we all need miracles. We all need God to do something for us in our lives. Hallelujah. That is why this morning I want you to decide. Let this word that you hear this morning be a trigger for you to get your miracle. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.